You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, happy Tuesday. Welcome back, welcome back. Guys, we got some things to talk about today. Some good, some bad. You know, we just keep it real and we confirm things and we move forward from them. You know, I've been getting a lot of calls and emails, text messages. You know, people have been sliding into my DM. They want to reopen a conversation about that King Hill case. Some people feel as though some clarity needed to be shed about some of the dynamics that happened during Tiana Park's guilty plea and some of the things that was said by the judge that was kind of odd. Mind you, I wasn't there for the sentencing. I got little clips of what people sent me to say, you know, this kind of doesn't sound right for a woman that has murdered a 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old baby. So they were kind of like up in the air. People have been like talking about this all around the globe. You know, how the family's response was a little nonchalant. Listen, don't kill the messenger. I'm just here to bring you the news. But they found that to be a little odd. A lot of things were like odd in that case. Especially, you know, other siblings that I didn't even know that the, you know, mother of King Hill had other siblings. They were kind of puzzled. Why didn't the other siblings like speak out? I don't know. You know, sometimes you have family, but it's not family. It may be distant family. So just because you have brothers and sisters, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're a part of your everyday life. But, you know, we'll answer those questions and we'll put it on the forefront as it, you know, comes forward to us. But we'll get back to the King Hill closure because, guys, I really wasn't looking to reopen that conversation, you know, because certain things just didn't seem right to me either, being in my line of work, and especially knowing how some of the game players are in the Philadelphia judicial system. Makes you kind of wonder, you know, who are they covering for? We'll see. We'll see how that turns out. And some of the questions and some of the findings from the judge's remarks and how that sat with people all around the globe. Because people were like, listen, we were like praying for this kid, a safe return. We were hoping of a different outcome, which they still don't have clarity if Parks is in prison or not. Like there's no real confirmation of it. So, you know, people are wondering what's really going on behind the scenes. Sometimes they want to, you know, seal your lips, throw away the key type of thing so you don't ever talk about it. You just move on to the next topic. But we'll see how that goes, guys. Another couple of weeks, we'll find out what the rest of the world has to say about the judge's closing remarks to Tiana Parks and her alleged murder stunt. I really wanted to talk to you guys about the young man that was murdered by the Memphis Special Task Force. Kind of very sad story, you know, when you start thinking about black on black crime and all the things that could have went wrong in this particular situation. But there's some strong allegations going on, and there's some strong allegations made by family members of the deceased young man, Tyree Nichols. And, you know, there was a blogger that was blogging some stuff that may or may not be accurate information. You just never know nowadays. You know, bloggers get in trouble all the time. And one lady commented on this blogger's page and said, hey, listen, I hope what you're saying is true because you hold a high standard on the internet, on social media, especially when you make severe comments about certain situations. And now we're talking about the deceased young man. We're not talking about a man who was just beaten by police officers, a Rodney King type of thing. We're talking about a guy that actually, and I'm not taking away anything from Rodney King. Don't get me misconstrued. I'm just saying Rodney King got a beating and he survived. This young man got a beat down and did not survive. And part of this beat down, there's rumors circulating right now of what really happened here and what's not being shared with the media. I don't know, you know, people pick and choose what they're going to tell and what they're going to give up. You know, it's all up to who's actually in charge. So these are some of the things that happen. So, you know, sometimes you have to take a pause and really find out what's really going on. One of the strong accusations is Mr. Nichols was working for FedEx, which is not an accusation. It's a fact, okay? We're going to stick with the facts. The fact is he was working at FedEx, and so was the young lady he was involved with. It just so happens they're trying to add clarity as to was Officer Demetrius Haley from the Special Task Force Unit, was that his ex-girlfriend or his ex-wife? I'm kind of thinking if a guy still has access to your phone, that means you're doing something with maybe two guys at the same time. You know, one guy is just the guy, he's your boy toy. And then you got the guy that's working hard, helping you pay your bills and taking care of your children. And some strong allegations going on, such as Demetrius Haley went through her phone, found some messages. Actually, one of the allegations is he kind of set Tyree Nichols up. And when I say that, one of the accusations is he set him up by sending a message and saying, hey, whatever the girl's name is, I miss you. I want to see you again. And what do guys do? They get all mushy and, you know, I had a good time with her, whatever happened. So he responds back and sure, let's see each other. So the response was, meet me here. And allegedly meeting him at that location, he's thinking he's meeting the young lady. He's actually meeting Demetrius and his buddies, and he's offered a beatdown. Now, the role of the paramedics and the sheriff's officer that was dismissed, not quite sure what their role was in all of this, because I'll tell you something, guys. All it takes is local PD, and I'm going to go back to my situation because I know how that game is played. You know, it's no secret. That game is played a favor for a favor type of thing. Because in my situation, I was charged with raping a 290-pound man, 6'3", and pinning him down. And during the arrest, I'm getting tons of messages by that comment I just made. Hang tight, guys. I'm going to get to it. You know, during that arrest, the crime scene unit came out and they did fingerprints. They did photos of the crime scene. They did videos of how the alleged rape took place. Mind you guys, I'm going to go back to these charges were judicial misconduct charges, by the way. You know, the judge found that it was malicious prosecution. So this is how the game is played with the locals and some of the other ones, you know, some of the other different agencies. They're game players. And some people feel as though, I don't want to cross that line, because when you wear that badge, it's called the badge of honor amongst friends, not a badge to do the right thing, because not everybody's going to do the right thing. You got to remember, you're hiring, well, law enforcement, they're recruiting people from the streets. You got to think about it. Okay? People from the streets. And I can tell you that because the gentleman that accused me of rape, I didn't find this out until after, and he was on the force for like 20 years. I'm finding out throughout this whole process, he was a known drug dealer, like a big time. Like, I met someone he went to school with, and this guy's telling me, listen, he was selling drugs in high school to all of us, and this is how we got addicted to drugs now, because of what he sold us in high school. Yeah, go figure that out. But he had that badge of honor that said, I'm going to uphold the law, and I'm sworn to tell the truth and do the right thing. Well, guys, guess what? That didn't happen. He told lie after lie after lie after lie. So this situation with the Memphis Special Task Force Unit, it doesn't surprise me at all. George Floyd situation didn't surprise me at how they wanted to do a cover-up of everything. It just doesn't surprise me, because birds of a feather will flock together. And some of those birds that's sitting on the wire, they have their badge on their chest. I've never seen such corrupt individuals in my life. And here I am thinking, I'm doing everything by the book, which is the right thing to do. I'm kind of glad I am doing it, because I would be like them, behind bars somewhere. And it's still not over for that alleged rape victim. There's civil lawsuits coming and all types of things that's in the works for that false allegation that that gentleman, who was sexually assaulted, by the way, when he was a kid. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to be put into a bad situation all because of that badge of honor. His friends came out to do the arrest. His friends came out from crime scene. Another supervising officer made a call from her cell phone to him to, like, hey, what do you want us to do? Like, what do you need us to say to make this arrest stick? Had I not complied that day, they would have beat me down too. Don't let my job fool you. They would have beat me down. They were waiting for me to open my mouth. They were waiting for me to say something out of order. They were waiting. As a matter of fact, they sat me in a police car full of urine for an hour of whoever's urine. This is how malicious prosecution is. And it takes for you to be on the other side of the law to see what really goes on. To see how these people falsify reports because they feel like they're untouchable. They can do whatever they want to do because they got friends on the inside. And this, what happened to Tyre Nichols, is just one of many. Tomiko Torres is one of many. He's a regular civilian. I'm a part of the other team that's supposed to protect me and be my friend. You know, They had my mugshot floating around on the internet when this happened. You know, the illiterate people, not knowing, you know, what happened. They just tried to scandalize my name and feel like it was okay. I'm a criminal. I broke in houses. I raped a police officer. You know, just shameful. Trying to add malice to my name. They made me feel like a young lady that goes on Snapchat, Pornhub, mentally abused, fifth grade education. Yeah, there's, and not trying to be demeaning, because someone said that to me. You know, you're so mean. You're so demeaning to people. But I had to say to myself, who really cares about me? I'm just another statistical taxpayer that's paying into this judicial system that offers justice. That if you're not guilty, you're guilty until proven guilty. I said it the right way, guys. Don't think I didn't. Because you are guilty before you even get arrested. They've made up in their mind who you are. They don't have to know who you are. They just need to know how they're going to create their story so they can win and get away with the crime. Like in my situation, dropping off dog food, doing a favor for an ungrateful criminal, because that's what he was before he joined the force. Sold drugs. You got kids addicted. Okay? So this is who I was doing a favor for, dropping off dog food. Because the dog would have been starving all day. And you try to help people, you try to look out. But dropping off dog food led to a whole rape charge. And it was a setup. It was a setup. You know how you have an alarm and you mute it on the inside? The door opens and the person doesn't know the alarm is going off. That's what you call you've been set up. Just another sad story of another person, human being, getting caught in the nasty trap of the shield, the badge of honor. Tyree Nichols didn't know what he was walking into. He's thinking he's going out to meet someone that he's already had relations with. And what kind of tied Officer Haley into this mess? People are so dumb today. They want to be smart, but they're dumb. I don't get it. He screenshots the picture of Nichols to her and starts questioning her from a picture that he stole off of her cell phone. Some men need to be grown men and grow up. This was all over some vagina that he'll never get again. And they're going to nail him to the cross for it. They're going to nail him to the cross for it. I have a few people that wanted me to put up there. Let's see. I mean, just very sad, very, very sad. Okay. A guy by the name of Truth 41 says, had a conversation the other day about how I felt 2 days after seeing this part of the video. I said this was a hit. How aggressive the cop was without any dialect with Tyree. And there's another officer that they sent a picture of that tasered Tyree Nichols to bring him to the ground. Officer Preston Hemphill, Chris Mosley says he should have been fired already and is despicable. He wasn't fired. I was told that some people were fired, but they're saying that Hemphill was not fired as of yet. And then, I mean, this is devastating, guys. I don't know if you saw the video. This is like really, really devastating, this video. This is like really devastating. So there's like so many people that sent in messages. They want, okay. Philadelphia Devil 215 says, I think we all know the answer. Because of what has now been found out, but pressure needs to be applied to find out in depth why did the other officers get involved. So, you know, it kind of makes you wonder. Mr. 1965 says, I'm not understanding why our Joker cop, good job, I guess, but you get this authority and because your ex was messing with this Joker, you go beat him up and kill him, you and your boys. Oh yeah, all them cops, they don't even seem like it's fair. Women are outnumbered by men in this country, and you're going to blow your whole life up over some trim. This is the reason why people think we're so stupid, because we're dumb as dog poop. Power to the Peace says, oh gosh, it has brought down the most powerful, it's destroyed nations, men have lost all common sense, and ethical decisions over it. Does it make sense? No, but it's reality. And CeCe Blooms, I just got your message. CeCe Blooms wants to know, why did the white officer get involved when it's a black issue? Well, CeCe, I don't know, because, you know, this favoritism thing they got going on with, listen, I'm here for you type of thing. It's called Code Blue. You know, they're going to do whatever it is they need to do for each other. Jack Quid says, wait, what? So they risk their lives by committing murder for a roll in the hay with cameras all over the place? black or white, if you kill an unarmed person for nothing, all you should get is life without parole, period. You know, just from, guys, I'm reading this as it comes in on my chat, so just bear with me. So Madeline says, if this is true, how many lives have been ruined? The truth will come out because deals are being struck right now. I predict this guy, if this being the case, will probably try to off himself. Miss Too Blessed to Be Stressed says, so sad, then what they did to him was purposely done. And I agree, because if you have the audacity to pretend to be a female and you're luring someone to a location, I mean, that's like really big. You know, George Floyd's case was, okay, I'm here, counterfeit money, you know, I'm high. Whatever the case was with him, you know, he got a beat down. He got his head squashed and sat on. They took the guy's life for no reason. And, you know, with this, where you're actually setting someone up to come out and basically have your friends participate because you guys are in a special unit together. And guess what? That unit that Demetrius Haley is in, that unit has to stick together somewhat like a SWAT team, but on a much higher level, you know, because all of them have been trained sharpshooters and, you know, trained hostage release. Like, it was only 5 of them in that unit. And they only work certain hours, certain times of the day. You know, they collaborated with different agencies to make, you know, drug busts, raids, whatever, so on and so forth that they did in that department. But that division, because they were like the top 5 of organizing these type of situations. So now that unit has been dismantled. So I don't know what Memphis is going to do with drug dealers and everything else going on in Memphis right now, because without that unit being in place, unless they have some substitutes, fill-ins that'll come in, and you have to be highly trained to be in that unit. You know, you have to be trained in every division of law, even down to CIA training. Like, these are guys that are like top tier guys. These are not your average guys. Let me just say that. Very skilled. They're trained by the best. So I could see how, you know, he lost his life from a beating without any weapons, you know, a taser gun, okay, but any real weapons being involved. I could see how he got the beat down, because this is what happens in this particular training with this unit. Now, there was a comment made by a family member of Tyree Nichols. It was an uncle. It was a distant uncle on the father's side. And he made a comment, and they posted this video up like, it was like, this is God speaking here. And he said, you know, you should have been more of a mother to let a man raise his child and be a part of his life. So I'm not sure what's going on with the dynamics of the family, you know, Tyree Nichols' dad. I'm not sure, but he made it very clear that you chose to be a single mother. And I'm still trying to figure out, what does that have to do with her son losing his life over admiring the company or the sexual pleasure of someone else that he was friends with? You know, that should not even play a part in it at all. But guys, let's take a quick break. I will be right back.
Are you looking forward to sell your house in Philadelphia at a fair price, but are just not patient enough to go through the long, delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because G Buys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, G Buys Philly.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Hey guys, we're back. So as we close out on Demetrius Haley, because we definitely have to see how far this goes, you know, in this judicial system, what kind of deals are going to be cut? Because like I said, in this unit, I guess that's why the guys were like, fire me, I don't care. But let's see. We'll see how it goes because there's a lot involved. Pensions, you know. I mean, they're not going to tell you everything. So did you get fired and you still get your pension? You know, that's like a big question in the air to find out. You know, it's kind of weird because you just never know today what decisions and deals are going to be cut with people that do this craziness. And it's better to know than not to know, because some people that are a part of these activist groups, they will definitely start busting down windows, burning down built. Like, they'll start destroying stuff just because. Like, I'm going to destroy it just because I can, because we feel like we're being violated. Our rights are being violated. You know, so you guys have to pay attention to what's going on and wait a minute, guys. I got to say this before we end this one on Tyre Nichols. Two men say one of the Memphis police officers accused of killing Tyre Nichols. They're saying that Tyre Nichols pulled a gun. That he pulled a gun out. But wait a minute, guys. The plot thickens. They say that 29-year-old Tyre Nichols pulled a gun on them 3 years ago and threatened to shoot them both in the face. Because I'm kind of wondering, okay? First of all, the plot thickens now. Because if he's saying that this young man, and the officer that's saying this is Officer Emmett Martin, and another officer, Harris. So this is kind of weird, because usually if he has this type of behavior, FedEx does a really, really thorough background check, you know, before you can get a job there, because they're like one of those companies that they want your blood, they want your DNA, they want everything. They don't just hire people off the street and say, come on in, you can work here. I got families that work for FedEx, family members that work for FedEx. And I know what they had to go through to get a job at FedEx. And we're not even talking now, we're talking years ago, okay? So I'm quite sure it's even a more tighter policy with the background check. So you mean to tell me this guy threatened the officers 3 years ago, got in their face, threatened to shoot them, in their face. Guys, you want to see the videos. You gotta say, I gotta look at the videos. Because the video is gonna tell a part of the story. Because remember, people can clip videos and show you what they want you to see. But it's saying that they had police body camera and surveillance videos of Nichols' arrest that day. Not just the videos of them issuing the beatdown. Really weird. Like, you really have, this is a story that you need to really, really look at. You really got to look at it, because you don't know what the real story is. You don't know the background, you know, because sometimes we press that fast forward button and we really don't know. You know, someone just sent this over to me. So we really don't know what really took place that day, that time, because like I said, people are going to only show you bits and pieces. You know, people wanted me to talk about human trafficking. And this is really big because they have lots of kids missing right now in Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, just disappearing. And they don't know where these kids are right now. No trace. They just vanished like ghosts, you know, like some of the other kids that just get up and get dropped off to the mothers or the fathers and they just vanish like a ghost. But that's something you guys need to really pay attention to, because people will try to lure you into situations. And then before you know it, you're in a whole nother country or state. I mean, they found that model in Germany. She was all drugged up, didn't know where she was. And someone ran across like, hey, I saw your picture in America. Like, what are you doing here? And she was like, exactly. She didn't even know what she was doing there. So it's like they used her up, doped her up, and then threw her out to the street. So you guys got to really pay close attention to your kids and who they're hanging out with. You know, there's a lot of crime going on right now. That it's always crime. It's always crime. But this is a different kind of crime. You know, this is a crime that is being tackled by these DHS kids. Do you know how many DHS runaway kids they have right now running these streets? It's thousands of them. It's like the Walking Dead. They're like zombies. They're high on pills. They're doing drugs. They're living in these abandoned houses. This is really traumatizing for a lot of people. You know, so people are now getting weapons to protect themselves because they're afraid that if they don't, they may be in for a rude awakening. But you got these DHS kids that's running away from these foster homes. No one is reporting them missing. And they're out here committing crimes. And people are looking like, wait a minute, this kid's like got to be 13 or 14 years old. Like, where are the parents? Well, the parents are out there up under the train line getting bent over in Kensington. I have never seen such a disgusting act of crime. You got these three teenagers that robbed a food truck. You're robbing a food truck. How much money can a food truck make? Then they're stealing their cell phones. You know, Mexican kids working, something they should be doing. Three Black American kids out there sticking people up for like chump change. The guy's like probably just gave him what he made for the day, $150. Then he robs the other kid is actually prepping the food. When they could be actually doing something progressive with their life. But these kids are chasing these pills because they got to run and go get high because they've gotten in too far. They're in deep. And these nonprofit organizations that are doing nothing to help these children besides charging up their administrative fees, like they should be nailed to the cross. And all this juvenile justice money that they're getting for these kids. Like, this is really a sad situation. Like, when is people going to say something? I can't be the only voice in America that's not from America. I mean, just leave it all up to me, guys. I don't understand how taxpayers like to be abused. This is like sophisticated slavery. I'm going to work. I'm going to pay my dues. And then I'm going to take care of a criminal. By the way, special thanks to the taxpayers that's supporting the new prison being built, wherever that may be. Shout out to the taxpayers that are paying into the welfare system that now that they're kicking people off of welfare. So where is your budget money going that's being deducted out of your check? Oh, and thank you for submitting your funds for the Civil Rights Union. Some of your tax money goes there too. And you don't even have a say when it comes to your civil rights. Civil rights, that doesn't exist here. You're not in America, you're in the Dominican Republic. So your taxpayer money is being well spent up in Hollywood. They're taking your taxpayer dollars and they're building their brand new house while you go out and sweat and struggle every day and clean up the dirt, you know, and go back to your cotton fields. Because this is what it feels like, except cotton fields now are inside and you have central air. And, you know, you don't have your massa. I hope I said that right, because I've never had one of those. But you don't have that, you know, seeing you talking or maybe reading a book on your lunch break and you're going to get beat down. So there's a lot that comes with knowing who you are and who you want to be. The quickest way to make some change for the good, you have to do them like they do you. You know, when your boss gets tired of you, I've had enough of him. Oh, I had enough of her. What do? They get rid of you. They terminate you. They fire you. So what you have to do is you have to learn how to stop being a taxpayer. Go out, incorporate a corporation, big or small, and you have to generate self-employment for yourself. That way you lessen your free tax money. Because once you do that, Now they're scrambling again, trying to put a budget together. Can you imagine if everybody in the world started a corporation and started spreading out their tax dollars where it benefited them and not the government, who has the right to just do anything they want to do with your money? Do you know what would happen to that CUA umbrella system they got going on that's set up to protect the kids that are never protected? It would dismantle them. You know, they're always saying, defund the police. Who funds them? The government gives them some money, but the taxpayers pay the salary. You got to think about that. You got to think how it makes sense. How does it benefit me? Not me per se, but how does this benefit us? How does it benefit the next generation? You want your kids growing up to this poverty in America? America is going to be like a third world country soon, guys. I say this to people I know all the time. This reminds me of the Dominican Republic. I feel like I'm at home here. La casa mi casa. That's how I feel. I'm right at home. I feel like Dorothy walking down the yellow brick road. You know, you got to encounter a couple of things, but you know what I mean. It's crazy what you have to endure when you're giving up so much of your paycheck. You know, they talk about Uncle Sam. There is no Uncle Sam. We're going to get in depth about Uncle Sam because we got some confirmed facts on Uncle Sam. We got some confirmed facts on credit and the criminalization behind credit. We talk about criminal stuff here, guys. And I'm going to share with you some of the criminal activity of your credit. Things that people don't want you to know. How that 3-number FICO score can destroy your life. How the credit bureaus are paid. It's a job. We're going to pay to destroy you. We're going to pay to put derogatory things on your credit report. I expect everybody to be chiming in next week because this is going to be really big. This is going to hit home for a lot of people. And I'm hoping that you guys gather some things because I'm going to tell you how you've been a victim all these years. And maybe you can save your children, your grandchildren, and maybe you can even save yourself before it's too late. Interest rates right now, all-time high. People can't afford houses. People can't afford rent. Some things that's been confirmed that's criminal to the people. And if you don't know, you're going to be forever working in sophisticated slavery. Stop letting people take advantage of you. We're going to talk about credit. We're going to talk about building wealth. We're going to talk about everything that has been criminalized against you, the victim. Join me next week, guys. 14.9 million listeners. Hey, from the East Coast to the West Coast. Thank you, LA Talk Radio. I love you guys so much. The producers of the show, they're the best. Guys, I'll see you next week. Don't forget, be early. Same bat place, same bat time. Tommy Torres signing off. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.